And as we prepare that space where we can receive the loving message from Kryon and the loving energies that pour forth, there really isn't anything to do. It's simply inviting you to close your eyes and tune in to the internal world that you have. Tune in to the energy of your heart. Without any effort, it's constantly beating throughout the day and evening without you even thinking about it. Now let's send a wave of love and gratitude to our beautiful heart for continuing to always beat without us even thinking about it. And in that same level of gratitude, appreciation, and thanks, let's send a hug to our innate. Within our body, we have a smart body that is always listening to our instructions. It's part of a beautiful system of enablement and healing that we have. And so we're just sending thanks to innate. And we ask innate to deliver the correct chemistry that we need for our body. And so thank you, innate, for sending the correct chemistry that we need for our bodies. And with that acknowledgement and thanks and that internal reflection that we have, let us now listen to the message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. So we continue the discussion about innate. Now, if you've been following this discussion, and perhaps if you were one who participated in the Circle of 12 the last time, you know a little more about innate than you did before. But these four channels will all be together for free, and you'll be able to see all of the amazing attributes that we are discussing about perhaps one of the most misunderstood energies, if you wish to call it that, in the human body. When we started, we discussed what is innate. Innate is the name given for smart body. It is what responds to that which you call kinesiology. It is that which has the processes which operate with instruction sets given to the body through all manner of processes, including homeopathy. Innate is spectacular. Innate can do so many things. In the second session, we discussed where is it. Now, you might say it doesn't really matter if it works where it is, and yet to some who wish to intellectualize all things metaphysical, they want to know. Is innate, for instance, in the brain? Is it in the cells? Is innate in the heart? Is it in the DNA or more? There have been those who would say, well, it has to be in the pineal. There are those who have said, well, it has to be certain areas in order for it to know so many things. So let me reveal something we revealed to the membership, and that was last week. We revealed to the membership that innate is actually part of your soul. It comes with the package and must be there because of the way it works with things such as your Akashic record. When we get to the fourth amazing attribute of innate, you will see some things that we will give you that are not very well known. And some of you will have an aha. Now I understand how it can do what it does. So this third information package is about innate. And it goes like this. How do we use it? If indeed there is an energy that exists within the body, around the body, wherever, that can actually change processes so greatly you can cause spontaneous remission, if that exists, how can I work with it? What can I do to create a camaraderie, a friendship, a meld with that kind of energy? I would say the first thing I want you to know and visualize is this. It's not apart from you. Innate is you. It's part of the package, but it's separated, much like spirit is separated, with a veil. They've called it the smart body for a reason. It knows things that you do not. When you start to ask innate about things, chemistry especially, it responds. Innate knows the things that you're allergic to without testing. Innate knows so many more things about what you don't, specifically what you might need. Innate knows what kind of food you might respond to better than others, since you're all different. But you don't. And so you might say that there is a separation between you. So the first instruction is this. In your mind, eliminate the separation. So when you start to work with innate, which we're going to discuss, work with it as though it is in you, next to you, staring you in the face, and you're talking to it. Whereas when some talk to that which they consider God, there is this protocol. There is no protocol with innate. It sits there listening and ready to work with you. Innate working parts, that is to say, how it works with you, we have discussed for more than 20 years. Talk to yourselves. Talk to yourselves. Now, that is an instruction for you that says innate listens, and you're talking to innate. Even though we're saying the metaphor of talk to yourselves, we are saying talk to innate. Do you understand why we changed that verbalization, that nomenclature? Because if for 20 years we said talk to innate, people would be saying, I don't know what it is. If we say talk to yourselves, they do. But it is the same. Is it possible that innate will respond to your instructions? If it is, why are so many having difficulty and saying, well, I don't think it works? Now we get into a realm that is controversial. And it has to do with cognizing reality. If you jump on the air, what's going to happen? You're going to come right back down. Let's say to you, me to you, why? And you say, that is gravity. And that is what we have used before as an example because it's cognized. It's part of your life and you believe it. Nobody had to say, well, you know, there's a force which pulls you down. And if you jump up, it's going to pull you down. And you had to say, well, I'm not really sure you're right. I think I'll try it. Nobody says that because, you see, you already know. So it comes down to cognizing whether you believe this is real or not. It's not believing in it. It's making it so real, like gravity, that there's absolutely no question. So when you speak to yourselves or your body, again, it's like you had a menu from a restaurant and you're ordering. And innate is sitting there with a towel on its hand, ready to take your order. And there's no question that the order is going to come. And it'll be just like you ordered it. But so many are treating this apart from themselves that they don't understand it and they don't get it. So let me give you an example yet again, and then something that is really controversial, something we have never said before, that exemplifies even how the ancients knew this and used it. The placebo effect, and we described that in the first week, is that which happens when a drug company gives you a pill and says, here is what it's for. You have a problem that needs to be fixed. It says, here is the pill to fix it. You take it, and it's fixed. And almost overnight, you are healed. The pill worked. You say, thank you very much. You find out later there was nothing in it. It was called a placebo. So what happened there? You cognized from an authority that the pill would work. Therefore, the cognizing became your reality. If I take the pill, it'll work. You took the pill, it worked, and there was nothing in the pill. Are you getting this? So your belief was so strong in what you did, even though there was no chemistry in the pill, you gave instructions to your innate to fix the issue. I will now open a subject of controversy. Very smart and wise shamans in the past knew exactly how humans think. Those in the village who were supposed to heal and using magic would then concoct certain solutions or certain attributes or exercises where they said, this will absolutely cure you from what you have experienced. And the individual would come in and take those potions and sit and do whatever it was and rotate three times and look at the moon and whatever. And the shaman was there working with them the whole time saying, yes, good, good, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And then it did, and they were fully cured. And the shaman smiles, knowing that none of those things worked. The potions didn't even taste good. They weren't supposed to. Facing the moon, it didn't work at all. Going into the circle and the ceremony, it was fun, but it had nothing to do with healing. What it had to do with was cognizing. It was a sugar-coated pill. Story after story about the indigenous doing the magic that they did, especially for healing. Call the witch doctor, they would say, which was simply another name for the indigenous shaman of the day. And they would come in and they would do their thing. And the people would say, I needed this, and now I'll be healed. And they would walk away, and they were healed. They were experts in creating a cognizing human being to heal themselves using that wonderful, amazing part of your body called innate. What is this for you? Become the shaman. And understand that this, whatever you do, is going to work. And that you no longer need to be tricked with a sugar-coated pill. You can go right to the source and say, dear innate, here is what we're doing today. This needs to be worked on. This needs to be healed. This doesn't need to be sore anymore. You can advance your healing. You can have better night's sleep. You can cancel the aging of your body to the extent it is now, all through innate. But you don't try. You do. You've heard that before. That's how you work with the amazing innate. And so it is.